This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hi, everybody. I'm Caitlin Jenner, and I am a guest on Simon Mundy's Don't Tell Me the Score podcast. We talked about everything, the Olympics, trans issues, and all the lessons that I have learned along the way. I really enjoyed recording the podcast, and I hope you enjoy listening to it. You can hear it on BBC Sounds. Just search for Don't Tell Me the Score.
Hi, I'm Rhianna Dillon. Welcome to Seriously. Each week we feature interesting stories told a little sideways, and we have a real treat for you this week.
Right, so morning, folks. So, as expected, we welcome for ISO.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
10 years ago, I was in your position. I was choosing my subjects, thinking about what I wanted to do in the future, and I ended up leaving school early just because I wasn't interested and I wasn't motivated.
My name is Varaidzo. I'm 25, I'm a writer and editor, and I love learning. But this wasn't always the case. When I hit my teenage years, I lost interest in school, couldn't see the point in it. I'm not the only one to tune out at the start of adolescence. About a third of 14-year-olds report being bored at school, and it's a phenomenon that students, teachers, and parents alike will recognise. This boredom leads to disengagement, which can result in lower achievement, of course, but worse than that, it can mean a life devoid of the joy of learning. Luckily for me, my curiosity came back, and one thing I'm curious to know all about is this so-called educational dip around 13, 14.
I work on the teenage brain.
Sarah Jane Blakemore is a good place to start. She's Professor of Psychology and Cognitive Neuroscience at the University of Cambridge and author of The Teenage Brain.
You could even ask what isn't changing in early adolescence. You know, you have puberty, so you have these huge changes in sex hormones at puberty. The resulting physical changes, the way we treat young people changes once they look more like adults. So they're given more responsibility, more autonomy, more culpability. We become in early adolescence more sophisticated in terms of our ability to make decisions, to plan, to inhibit inappropriate responses, to empathise with others, understand other people's minds and other people's perspectives.
The brain is changing massively at this time, not only in terms of functioning, but there are also huge structural changes going on.
That makes it a period of transition and also vulnerability. But what causes an education dip at age 13 or 14? You can only look at what other things are going on at that age. And it has been put down to lots of different things, like changing from a small school to a big secondary school, changes in academic pressure, but all that means is that they correlate with that education dip. We don't really know what causes it.
If the experts don't know, why not go straight to the source? Gordano is a high-performing secondary school in the southwest of England.
Have you found that you have become less interested in learning when you sort of hit your mid-teens, so around your 10 and 11? Have you found a difference in your interest?
In year 7, 8, I was really excited for school, but as it's got on, I've just become less interested in learning about graphs and straight line equations and things like that.
Like, I'm older and I kind of understand a bit more now about, like, the real world. If you ask, like, most of our parents, they probably learned quite a lot of the same lessons. In the way the world's changing, I think there's a lot more we could learn and a lot more we could benefit from.
Before we hear what subjects the students did want to learn, I had a bone to pick with someone. As a teenager, I struggled to understand the relevance of what I was learning to me and my life. I love history now, but at school I thought I hated it. What was the benefit of learning kings and queens, and just who had decided that it was the history of dusty old monarchs that had to fill my brain?
How many GCSEs